The announcements for today, it's normally the 10th Sunday after Pentecost, but this morning we have the external solemnity of St. Anne. So after the Mass, of course, we start the fiesta. The fiesta schedule is in the bulletin. I just want to remind everyone the running of the saints is at 3 o'clock. And then we have 5:30. We have solemn vespers back here in the church with everything winding up about 8 p.m. If you can, please help celebrate St. Anne's Feast, not only here at Mass, but also during the day. Parking is available all day at the school. Secondly, the office will be closed tomorrow, the 24th. And then finally, we welcome Father Jambon, who is here. He arrived on Thursday. He's Father Masudi's replacement. So please, if you see him afterwards, please welcome him. The Feast of St. Anne. Please stand for the Gospel. The Gospel is taken from that of St. Matthew. At that time, Jesus spoke this parable to his disciples. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. He who finds it, hides it, and in his joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. When he finds a single pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and he buys it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net cast into the sea that gathers in fish of every kind. When it was filled, they hauled it out, and sitting down on the beach, they gathered the good fish into vessels, but threw away the bad. So it will be at the end of the world. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from among the just, and will cast them into the furnace of fire, where there will be the weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all these things? They said to him, yes. And he said to them, so then, every scribe instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like a householder who brings forth from his storeroom things new and old. Thus are the words of the Holy Gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. In every person's life, God has a specific plan. From before the creation of the world, God knew each one of us. And He has a plan for each one of our lives, specifically. Now, of course, the conditions of sin and in this fallen world, mysteriously God can take an account for that. But let us not forget that life is not random, that we just didn't happen to be born at this time, that God planned for us and every person. And in every person's life, He gives them the graces that they need to fulfill that mission that God has for that person. He gives the graces. Now, of course, it's up to us to accept them. It's up to us to strive to live that life. And all of us who are fallen, as St. Paul says, we all fall short of the glory. So because of our sins, we do fall short somewhat. But as long as we are faithful, God gives us the graces to live that mission, that life that He wants us to live. Now, today, this morning, we are celebrating St. Anne, the patroness of our church. St. Anne had a special mission in life. She was the mother of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the grandmother of our Lord Jesus Christ. But in specific, her mission was to prepare the Blessed Virgin Mary. Parents, not only procreate, but educate their children, as the Catechism teaches us, as the Church has always taught. Procreation, but also education. This is why St. Anne is always pictured as teaching the Blessed Virgin Mary. We have two images. We have the statue over here by the candles where St. Anne has the book. It's the Scriptures. She's pointing to it, teaching the Blessed Virgin Mary about God in the Scriptures. And then here over the altar, we have the image of St. Anne pointing upward to heaven. She's teaching Our Lady about God. She's pointing up to God. Now, St. Anne, because she was the mother of the Immaculate Conception, when we reflect on this, her motherhood, although she's a mother like every other mother, her motherhood is special. It's really unique, except, of course, for Our Lady's motherhood of Our Lord. That is head and shoulders above all other motherhoods. But St. Anne's, when we reflect on it, is very great and unique among all others. Why is that? Because St. Anne is the place, is the location in which the miracle of the Immaculate Conception occurred. Within her physically, that miracle occurred when Our Lady was conceived without any stain of original sin, without any shadow of original sin, as Pope Pius IX teaches. And sometimes when we hear that, we concentrate on Our Lady. We think about the great gift that this is to Our Lady, and it is an incredible gift to Our Lady and, of course, all of the human race. But let us not forget that in every conception, in every child that is conceived, that child is a gift to the parents. And so, in a special way, Our Lady was given to St. Anne and St. Joachim. You know, many of the theologians talk about parenthood. They say parents have a true authority over their children. The way the family is structured, the father, the husband, the head of the family has a true authority over his wife and children. And then the wife has an authority over the children. And this authority extends to the spiritual realm. This is why some of the theologians will say that fathers can bless his wife and kids in a similar way that a priest blesses. Not the same, that the spiritual effects aren't exactly the same. The sacramental priesthood, when I bless, there is a spiritual grace there. But parents, the father for his wife and children, and the wife for the children, they are able to bless their children. And it is a true blessing in a way that is different than sometimes even in society. We'll say, oh, God bless you when we say goodbye. That's a good prayer. But if a parent says that over his child, there's something more that occurs there. Why? Because they have a true authority that extends into the spiritual realm in virtue of the way God created the world. He created families, and they are an essential part of His plan. So earlier I was talking about every one of us, He has a plan for our life, and that would include parents, of course. To procreate, to educate children, is one of the most important missions in this world. And so St. Anne and St. Joachim, who were given this great grace that Our Lady was conceived immaculately, then they had a true supernatural authority over Our Lady. When we stop and think about it, that their parenthood, Our Lady was given this great grace of the Immaculate Conception. She was free from all shadow of original sin. And the plan of God was for her to be the mother of the second person of the Trinity, the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ. But Our Lady had to conform to that plan, as we all have to conform to our plan. When the angel appeared to Our Lady, the angel told her it was God's plan for her to bear the Christ. And he waited for a response. She had a little question. She didn't understand the technicalities. And then she said, "Be it done unto me according to thy word." Fiat. She said yes. And she conformed to that. And that's the moment that the incarnation occurred. But before that point, you have to remember that Our Lady was given this gift of being free from all sin, and that she preserved that gift. She preserved it. She said no to sin throughout her whole life. And her formation came through her parents. This is why St. Anne is always shown as teaching Our Lady. That she taught Our Lady how to preserve that gift of the Immaculate Conception. You know, when we think about Adam and Eve, they were also Immaculate Conceptions. But they did not preserve their gift. Theologians will debate as to exactly, precisely what happened there. Some would say that Adam wasn't doing his job, and so Eve was tempted, and she fell. St. Anne, though, conformed to the graces that she was given. She conformed to the mission that God had planned for her for all eternity. To be the mother of the Immaculate Conception. To not only procreate, but to educate. Why? So that little child, the Blessed Virgin Mary, could then go on to even greater things. And so, we're here to honor, to love, to celebrate St. Anne. To ask her to pray for us, to intercede for us. God permits the saints in heaven to see those who are praying to them. This church is consecrated in honor of St. Anne. This altar is consecrated in honor of St. Anne. She is aware of this church. God allows her to see it. She's aware of our prayers also. God wants her. Her mission is to continue to intercede, even in heaven. And so she prays for us who pray to her, especially those of us here in this church, which is specially consecrated to her. So, on this external solemnity and our day of celebration in honor of St. Anne, let us pray to her. Let us ask her to help us to conform to the mission that God has for our life. As she accepted and used those graces given to her, so ask her to help us to resist the sin and temptation, to be the person, the man and the woman that God has planned us to be. So let us ask for her intercession for ourselves, also for our family, and for our whole parish. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.